three people that comes first to your mind right now. Three friends. They could be friends. They could be family. Three people. If you have your three people, say amen.
Amen.
Lift up your voice and begin to pray for them. Pray that God will restore to them everything that they have lost. Pray that whatever is missing in their life, they will recover. Begin to pray that prayer for those three people. Pray, pray, pray. Pray for them, pray for them. And the Lord turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friends. Open your mouth and pray. Begin to pray. Intercede for them right now, that the mercy of God will locate them. Pray for them that whatsoever grounds that the enemy has taken away from them because they yielded it in sin to him, that the mercy of God will prevail over judgment concerning them. Pray for them for restoration. Restoration. That the Lord will restore health unto them, to those that are sick. Whatever is missing, dreams, aspirations, purpose, visions that are missing, begin to pray that by the mercy and the shed blood of Jesus, recoveries will come to them this month. Begin to pray. Thank you, Lord. Pray for them. Pray that God will supply all their needs, be it spiritual, financial, material. Open your mouth and pray. Pray for your friends. Pray for those three people that the Spirit of God laid in your heart this morning. Pray for them, that all will be well with them. Pray that the works of darkness in their lives will give way to the light of God. Pray. Come and pray like your own life depends on it. I want you to pray with all intensity, beloved. Not lip service. Let it come from your heart. Pray genuinely. Pray in power. Pray intensely. Pray that those three friends, their story will change this season. Pray that they will not be denied their testimony. Every plan of the enemy to rob them of their testimony and withstand the glory of God in their lives, we override right now. We terminate it by the power in the name of Jesus. We set them free from every captivity of the enemy. Captivity in the spirit. Captivity in the natural. Captivity financially. We set them loose today by the power of God in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We receive for them restoration. We receive for them the mercy and grace of God. We receive for them right now a new season of breakthroughs. We receive mercy on their behalf in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. We shall hear testimonies and praise reports concerning them. In Jesus' mighty name. Can I hear a believing amen?
Amen?
Hallelujah. I thank God for your three friends. They will testify. You will be the first person they will run to.
Amen.
To tell you of the good news. In the mighty name of Jesus. Praise God forevermore. Pick up your Bible and let's quickly go to Colossians. Engineer, what's happening? Colossians chapter 2, verses 12 to 15. Colossians 2, 12 to 15. And let us read together. One to go. Buried with him in baptism, wherein all ye are risen with him through the faith of the operation of God, who hath raised him from the dead. And you being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, hath he quickened together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly. A translation said he made them public spectacle. Mataka yashite. Triumphing over them in it. Triumphing over principalities, over all authorities. Triumphing over all things that are contrary to us. This is your month of triumph. Yeah. Father, we bless your holy name. What can we give that will be enough to show our appreciation for what Christ did for us? What can we give back to you for the redemptive work on the cross of Calvary? But for us to say, Father, you loved us even before we loved you. You care about us. You redeemed us. Accept our thanksgiving. In Jesus' precious name. Your word is light to our path. It is in your light that we see light. Now let that light come upon everyone under the sound of my voice. Be it on site or online. Let them receive this light in the mighty name of Jesus. According to the book of Acts chapter 10 and verse 44. While Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on them which heard the word. Let the Holy Ghost fall upon everyone under the sound of my voice today. Everyone that is beneficial, that has that benefit to hear this word, whenever they hear it, Father, let the Holy Ghost fall upon them in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name I pray. Amen. You may be seated. I title today's message, The Test, the Trial, and the Triumph of Jesus. The Test, the Trial, and the Triumph of Jesus. Many of you probably have heard the statement made by a lot of people that you should not worry about Friday because there will always be a Sunday. On the Friday, he was crucified. But little did those who thought that they caught him. Now, we have caged him. Now, we have silenced him. Little did they know that for there to be a Friday, there will always be a Sunday. For there to be a crucifixion, there will be a day of glorification. Glory be to Jesus. And that is why no matter the tests and the trials that we go through in life, there is a day of triumph. Oh, I thought I'll have two people that will receive that. Glory to God. Beloved, if you have this mindset, there is nothing life can throw at you. You will laugh. I've shared the testimony of a time in our work in ministry that some people came from one arm of government and said, we are going to pull down this structure. And that morning, my husband and I just, you know, attended a seminar that was held by one man. He's gone to be with the Lord now, Maurice Cerullo, who came to Nigeria at that time. And we came out of that seminar. I mean, it was like, devil, where are you? Hello, somebody. I mean, I was ready to shoot any demon anywhere. Then we got back to the church only to receive a letter, a notice of a pulling down of the church structure. Wow. Hello. Talk about the word being tested. And my husband said, in fact, it's like I've never heard it before. Some of you who have been with us from the beginning, you know that pastor used to say it, laugh at the devil. Many of us that time, we wouldn't even think it's anything. In fact, you don't feel like laughing. You know the issue that you are dealing with. Somebody is telling you laugh. This is not a laughing matter. Have you heard it before? That something is not a laughing matter. Everything that devil is doing is a laughing matter. Hey! If you catch that revelation today, your triumph is certain. Glory be to Jesus. So that day, pastor said, my wife, let's start laughing at the devil. I laugh from the corner of my mouth. Do you understand? My mouth was saying, my heart was saying, Mogbe. Amen. But we kept, I said, louder. Ha, 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 louder. And the more he was saying louder, I was actually laughing. I began to laugh. You will laugh last. Amen. Glory to God. You will laugh last. Amen. You will laugh last. Amen. Don't care about what the devil is doing. Yes, he's delaying. Yes, he's holding it back. Yes, he's blocking your way. You will still laugh last. He cannot deny you of your triumph. Glory to God. If he could not deny Jesus, he cannot deny you. 2 Corinthians and chapter 2 and verse 14. Thanks be unto God who causes us to triumph always in Christ Jesus. Head or tail, we triumph. Good or bad, we still triumph. Glory be to Jesus. You see, you can't talk of triumph without first of all talking about test. For there is no triumph without a test. There is no triumph without a trial. We are rejoicing today, Resurrection Day, the day that Jesus Christ resurrected from the dead. But how does it affect my life? That's exactly what I want to know. He's paid his own price. He's won the battle. He passed the test. He endured the trial. And he was given the triumph. Glory be to Jesus. Now how can I also be like him and do what he does and get what he got? That's what I want to know. I don't know about you. Help me ask your neighbor, what do you want to know? Glory be to Jesus. Our responsibility is to establish that triumph. He has already triumphed. Our text today said he triumphed over them. Triumphing over them. Over every negative. Triumph over every delay. Every evil pronunciation that anyone has made. Any pronouncement of evil. He triumphed over ill wills. Those who wish you bad. Those who wish evil to come to you. The Bible says Jesus has already triumphed over them. He has made a public spectacle of them. So when the devil is doing whatever nonsense he's doing in your life, and to the whole world it looks as if he's messing up with you, you're about to mess up his plans. This month is your month of triumph. Wherever the devil has been testing your faith, testing the word. Look, beloved, please, if you are a believer and you are under the sound of my voice, if you do not know it today. The world, life according to the world, to the unbeliever, is survival of the fittest. That is the whole summarization of life to an unbeliever. Amen? And before some of us got born again and came to the kingdom, we operated in that manner because that was our mindset. It is a survival of the fittest. Why do you think parents go, they pay money for somebody to go and help their children to sit for an exam? Survival of the fittest is what you know. What am I fit to do? spiritually, financially, materially. What am I fit to do? By my connection, what am I fit to do? By my position, what am I fit to do? If it takes money, you give the money. If it takes messing up your body, you mess it up. Why? Because life, as the world understands it, is survival of the fittest. If what I'm carrying is bigger than your own, I will defeat you. Whether you have all the degree in the house and everything, I still get the job. Because I'm related to the CEO. Survival of the fittest. That is the way the world operates. But the way that the kingdom people, kingdom citizens operate is the triumphing of their faith. I wish I have somebody to receive that. And life to us, it is triumphing of our faith. That's life. When your faith triumphs, you are living. That's why some of you, you can't hold on. Faith, you just quickly give up. I believe God for this thing, but it's not happening, then you give it up. You think you are living? No. Life is the triumphing of your faith. In other words, you must ensure you pass the test. You must ensure you endure the trial for you to get the triumph. Praise the Lord forevermore. Nothing just happens. Tell the person next to you. Nothing just happens. That's why Easter means, different things to different people. I mean, some people just see Easter as a celebration, some a national holiday. Everybody just sits at home. Oh, great. We don't go to work on Friday. We don't go on Monday. Wonderful. Praise God. I have 4 days. Amen. And to some, it's an opportunity to eat the kind of lunch that you've not been having. Maybe at work, what you can settle for is boli and egba. But today, I can prepare something really sumptuous for my family to eat. Can I hear an amen? Yeah, that's Easter. It is also a celebration. But we have a deeper meaning of what it is. Why we rejoice. Why we celebrate. I know, but the Bible says, for whom he predestined, he justified. And to those that he justified, he also glorified. Praise God forevermore. So I know that the life that I live in the flesh, I live by faith unto the Son of God who loved me and gave himself to me. So it is not I that liveth, but Christ that lives in me. Glory be to Jesus. Glory to God. That's my take from Easter. That the sinner has become the saint. That the judgment that ought to fall upon me has been taken away and I have become the justified. Glory be to Jesus. I've been justified. Is that not what your song said to us today? Justified. Yeah, you can say whatever you like about me. You don't like my face. You don't like me. You don't like the way I talk. That's okay. It's your problem. I am justified. Glory to God. Say what you like about me. Talk about me behind my back. That is still okay. Tell your neighbor, that's okay. You can talk about me. You can have me for lunch in your house. You can have me for dinner. That is okay. I am still justified. In your court, I may be guilty, but in the court of heaven, I am justified. Glory to God. Woo! Because I have an advocate. Jesus is my advocate. Glory be to Jesus forevermore. God did not plan defeat for any of his children. No way. He didn't plan defeat for any of us. Why would God plan something he didn't plan for his own son? And now the Bible says, are we sons of God? But it has not yet appeared what we shall be. But when we see him, we shall be like him. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. So, beloved, let's look and learn something from the experiences of Jesus Christ. How he got to the point of triumph. How did he get there? So that I myself can develop the same confidence that he had. That he was able to face the test and pass it. You will not fail any test again. In the mighty name of Jesus. Praise God forevermore. This is vitally important. The first thing, let's look at test that Jesus, major test that he faced in Luke chapter 4. That was the test and temptation of Jesus Christ when he was about to start his ministry. Now we have the story. After he has surrendered himself for baptism, the Bible said he was led by the Holy Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. He was led by the Spirit to a test. Many of us, tests come to us, but we avoid it. We don't take the test. Sometimes we want other people to test. You know how you tell other people to take the test for you? It's when you begin to blame other people for where you are. If my father was Dangote now, I wouldn't be where I am. You blame your father. You blame your mother. Hello? Some people say, why God, out of all these nations in the world, how come God come put me for this Nigeria? You know, see Sweden, they know they plenty there. Everything, they yafu yafu. You know, put me there. You know, see Kuwait, population less than 1 million. Everybody get house for there. They just, you reach the age, they give you key. Go take your house. Hello, somebody. Why you see these people with the population? Just they increase every year. Last year, they say 180. This year is 200. Next year, it will be 250. We shall see a new Nigeria. In the mighty name of Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. So, beloved, we tend to blame other people for where we are or for what is wrong in our lives. It's because that person did this. That is why. That's an Adamic nature, the Bible says. Remember the first man? When God said, Adam, where are you? Blah, 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 blah. He said, no, it's that woman. It's not me. It's her. She's the one that caused the trouble. It's always somebody else. What? You are telling somebody to help you to take your test. Beloved, sit down in the exam room. Take your test and pass your test. Glory be to Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Let somebody say, thank you, Holy Spirit. So Jesus went through his own test. You want to shout a shout of triumph? No, you will have to pass your test first. Many of us, we come, the devil comes to tempt us, to test us. He comes to test the word. Just like I said that day. He came to test when the letter came to us. We are coming. 7 days notice. We are going to demolish this structure. That's a test. Glory be to God. It's a test. I just believed I've received power. Hey, I was coming out. I said, devil, where are you? And then the devil showed up. True, true. Glory be to God. He showed up. Why? When you receive a word of promise, a word of prophecy from the Lord, when you just receive an answer, what do you expect will happen? The next thing is a test. Let somebody say test. Yes. Jesus just received power at baptism. Even God himself spoke concerning his son and said, this is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. God put his stamp on him. I said, this is my son. Just as God, the day you gave your life to Christ, He put his stamp on you. Whether you can see it or you cannot see it, there is a mark on you right now. Hey, that you belong to Jesus. There is. The devil can see it. The demons can see it. May your mark not be wiped out. Amen. So the next thing he faced was what? A test. It's a test. And the devil came. What did he test? Three things. He tested him. Position. Do you know who you really are? He said, if you are the son of God. So God just told him, you are my son. I am well pleased in you. The devil said, if you really know you are the son of God. Do you see? This is how it happens. When a pronouncement is made over your life, you just received a word of promise of God over your life. Then when you get out there, the devil is telling you, that word, are you really sure it's going to happen in your life? That's the test coming. That's the test coming. Amen. That's the test coming. Are you really the son of God? Okay, prove it. I mean, things are not working in your life. Maybe you even pray, you have headache, you pray, the headache didn't go. And the devil comes to you and says, Shebi, you say you are the son of God. And you can't rebuke headache, and the headache will disappear. Are you really a son of God? There are holy people here. Some of us are still trying to be holy. Praise God. So that's the test. We will all face our own test. But what happened to Jesus? Position was tested. Provision was also tested. He said, turn this stone to bread. If you are hungry, turn it to bread now. The power is there. Hallelujah. The third one is popularity. I will give you all these things and all of them will bow. If you bow to me, the devil is a liar. You will not bow to his tactics in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. But Jesus passed all the tests. How did he pass it? It is written. Why? Because he had knowledge of the word of God. He had knowledge. He was well prepared for the test that the enemy is bringing. Beloved, you see, when the enemy comes to test you, it's not that because you have read the Bible from Genesis to Revelation that you will pass the test. No, no, no. When he comes specifically for a word you have just received. And he comes to test you based on that word. Amen? So all you need to do when he comes with the questions during the test is to keep giving him the same answer, which is the promise. Glory to God. Hallelujah. When God speaks to you, in fact, God spoke to me yesterday. There's somebody, a new stream of income is coming your way. I don't know that person. It's a new one. I'm not talking about increasing your financial. A new stream of income is coming to someone. If you receive it, shout a bigger and believe in amen. Hallelujah. Now, God says that now, and if God says, just like somebody was sharing a testimony, that in the church they had a project and they asked them to give. And the husband was like, you think we should give for this particular project? Blah, blah, blah. But thank God they obeyed that. So they passed the test and they got the triumph. You see, nothing just happens. Every other person's fence were pulled down. Their own stayed up. Why? Because they passed the test. Do you know what God told me after we laughed at the devil? My husband and I that day, I saw a scripture in the Bible. It's like I never seen it before. Where it says, none of the stakes shall be pulled down. I mean, you cannot have a more direct answer than that. I mean, this was in the Bible. Not that I even had it in my spirit. It is a scripture. He said, none of the stakes shall be pulled down. When I had that, I ran. I remember that day I ran to pastor's office. I said, "Pastor, pastor, pastor, this is the victory. This is the victory. This is what the Lord said." And at the end of the day, the victory showed up. You see, but the test came before the triumph. Many of us, the test comes, but we fail the test. Because we fail to believe God. We fail to write and keep writing and facing the enemy with, like Jesus did with the word. Jesus said, "It is written." That is the answer to the test. It is written. Glory to God. Tell your neighbor, you must know what is written. Amen. A friend of mine, you know, a lady in a friend's church, powerful woman of God. And I say powerful because she's a woman of faith. She believed God when she didn't have children. And the Lord spoke to her one day. He said, "I'll give you double for your trouble." He said, "I'll give you double for your trouble." And she interpreted that one as twins. Glory be to Jesus. She went to see the doctor. The doctor said, "You are not pregnant. You have fibroids." She said, "No, I don't have fibroids." Doctor, you are not seeing well. How many of you believe that was the truth? That the doctor was not seeing well? Because the doctor is seeing things medically. She is seeing things spiritually. She is seeing from God's viewpoint. The doctor is seen from medical viewpoint. Glory be to Jesus. You see, many of us, you go before the doctor, you respect their intellect. Amen. You respect them in their profession. And that's good. That's why the three Hebrew boys respected the king, Nebuchadnezzar. They respected him. You say, "Oh, king." They were still respecting him. But they said, "We will not bow." Glory be to Jesus. Sir, excuse me, sir, request stupid. So, and his siblings, what they've been facing, the hold up in their lives, in every area. And he said, Mama, I believe this thing. I believe there's something here. There's a foundation here, blah, blah, blah. I said, God has shown it to you, not to every other person. But he showed it to you because you are the Moses of your family. You will deliver them. Glory be to Jesus. And I say, get your brothers on the phone. Have a phone conference. Begin to pray. Lead the prayer. Break every chain. Anything the devil has been doing in your family. Begin to pray. I'll pray along with you. 2 weeks later, the brother that never got a job. In fact, if he gets one, he never lasts 3 months at all. And then for the last 5 years, no job at all. He called me and said, Mommy, my 2 brothers, they've got good employment. He said, in fact, it's as if God was waiting because this employment, I'm asking my brother. I said, you have no experience. And they want to pay you this much and put you in this kind of position. I said, that's restoration. Yeah. It's not about labor. It's about favor. Glory be to Jesus. That's what it is. The children of Israel, they walked Tyre for 400 years. The day they were going, they went with so much. They couldn't believe it. It was the payment for the 400 years plus more. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Trials in Gethsemane, Mark chapter 14 and verse 38. Mark 14 and verse 38. Let's hear what the word of God says. Mark 14, verse 38. And the Bible says, Abba, Father, everything is possible for you. Everything is possible for you. This is Jesus praying when he was in the garden before he was arrested to be crucified. Abba, Father, he was praying to his Father. Everything is possible for you. Take this cup from me, yet not what I will, but what you will. Yet not what I will, but what you will. Glory to God. The devil comes to tempt and to test. God brings a trial of our faith. When you are faced with a trial, it's a trial of your faith. Remember, the triumphing of believers is from a trial of our faith. Glory be to Jesus. It tries to see whether you will stand with God in your time of lack, in your time of confusion, in your time of challenges. Will you stand with God? Will you still believe that God's word has been exalted even above his name? Will you still stand to believe that his word will come to pass in your life? That is the trial of our faith. It is the trial of our faith in God. When we face challenges that is contrary to the promises of God in our lives. Amen. God said you shall be the head and not the tail. And everybody seems to be taking advantage of you and oppressing you and suppressing you. You know that is contrary. Isn't it contrary? Now, that is a trial of your faith. Glory be to Jesus. He comes to try your faith. Apostle James said it in James chapter 1. Count it what? All joy. For this trial, which is to try you. Glory be to Jesus. Now, please believe me. I don't have too much time today. Okay? We have an anointing session. The anointing of triumph you will connect with today. This month, everyone under the sound of my voice will have a testimony. Your case will not be different, though. You will have a testimony. in the mighty name of Jesus. So let's quickly move on. Count it all joy. Now, can I come off a high horse and sit where you are sitting? That it is difficult to count a trial as joy. Do I have real people here?
Yes.
You are being tried. Your faith is being tried. And the Bible says, this Apostle James, he's a wonderful apostle. He said, count it all joy. All joy. Hello? Let's hear what Brother Peter too said. Brother Peter too said something very interesting in 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 12 and 13. 1 Peter 4, 12 and 13. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. Thinking it's not strange. He said, it is not, there's nothing strange about the trial you are facing. Amen. Apostle Paul, now put everything together in Hebrews chapter 12, verses 2 and 3. Let's go to Hebrews. Hebrews 12, 2 to 3. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith. He said, that's what you need to do in the time of trial. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross. Hallelujah. So the trial of your faith requires endurance. Say it with me. The trial of my faith requires endurance. One more time. The trial of my faith requires endurance. It is endurance. Praise the Lord. It's endurance. Who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross. The reason why he was able to go through the cross, amen, was because he endured the trial. And don't make lightly the trial he faced. Because Jesus himself, our perfect sacrifice, our willing sacrifice, he said, not my will, but thy will be done. A willing sacrifice. Are you a willing sacrifice? These days, the word sacrifice is like, in fact, we have reduced it to somebody who is making some diabolical something. No, but God is the author of sacrifice. He's the author of sacrifice. Before the foundation of the earth, before the foundation of the earth was laid, a lamb was slain as a sacrifice. Glory be to Jesus. Let me continue that Hebrews. He said, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame. Every shame that you have experienced, this season, it will turn to fame for you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Why? Because Jesus despised the shame. I said, forget it. I'm a son of God. They are nailing me to the cross, spitting, beating me. Hello, somebody. The Bible says in Isaiah 53, he said, he was unrecognizable. He said, there was nothing in him that could make you to behold him. No beauty. That's shameful. Hallelujah. But Jesus knew and said to himself, I'm not facing this. I'm going to endure this trial because I know what comes after. Hallelujah. This trial is about the triumph. And I will not stop until I become triumphant. Praise the Lord. So what Jesus telling you and I. What do we learn from it? Don't give up. Help me tell your neighbor, don't give up. Don't give up during the trial. Endure the trial, because triumph is on the way. Glory be to Jesus. Yeah. Despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Why? He endured that trial. He despised the shame. Glory be to God. For he considered him that endured such contradiction. He's telling us, Apostle Paul is saying, you and I should consider Jesus, who endured such contradiction. Because you say you are a son of God, and then you are being shamed. You said you have all power. All power both in heaven and earth has been given unto you. You can raise the dead. You can heal the sick. You can cleanse the leper. Hello, somebody. And then they are throwing stones at you, beating you with cane. And then you are there, lifeless, not able to respond. You see, when you don't respond the way the devil or the enemy wants you to respond, it is not because you are stupid. It is you, because you know at the end of the day, you win. Glory be to Jesus. Because somebody abused you, you didn't abuse them back. It's not because you don't know what to say. Glory to God. You see, a lot of people say a lot of things, but few people say what is needed to be said. Glory to God. Some people just talk. Some people just say one sentence like this, and the whole hell will just run scatter. Praise God. That's why some people can pray. Satan, I bind you. And Satan is binding them and slapping them. And some people will just mention Jesus, and all the demons will fly out of the window. Praise God forevermore. Hallelujah. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your own minds. Consider it. If you really consider what Jesus, the sacrifice that he has made for you and I, he said, there is no way you'll be weary. The devil cannot weary you down. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God forevermore. Let me quickly go to the triumph, because we have talked about the trial. How was he able to overcome in the time of his trial? What did he employ? Endurance. He focused and obeyed God. Endurance and obedience was what brought him over the line. He endured. Glory to God. Now let's talk about the triumph. Apostle Paul has a lot to say about this, and I just want to really finish with these scriptures. I mean, they are powerful. And one of it is a scripture for today. But let's first of all look at Philippians. Philippians chapter 2, verses 2 to 11. Philippians 2, 2 to 11. Let me read it from the Good News Bible. I urge you then to make me completely happy by having the same thoughts, sharing the same love, and being one in soul and mind. The attitude you should have is one that Christ Jesus had. He always had the nature of God, but he did not think that by force he should try to remain equal with God. Instead of this, of his own free will, he gave up all he had and took the nature of a servant. He became like human being and appeared in human likeness. He was humble and walked in the path of obedience all the way to death, the death on the cross. For this reason, verse 9, for this reason, God raised him to the highest place, above, and gave him the name that is above every other name, And so, in honor of the name of Jesus, all beings in heaven, on earth, and under the earth will fall on their knees. And all will openly proclaim that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. When your triumphing shows up, all will openly proclaim that Jesus Christ is Lord over your life, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Praise God forevermore. I want you also, let's read together our text today. Because that's how Apostle Paul summarized the triumph of Jesus. How the test he faced, the trial he faced, that was life-threatening, all put together, he became triumphant. Glory be to Jesus. Colossians 2, 12 to 15. Again, buried with him in baptism, wherein also ye are risen with him through the faith of the operation of God, who hath raised him from the dead. And you, being dead in your sins and uncircumcision of your flesh, had he quickened together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses. Now, note verse 14. Blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us. He's blotted it out. Every ordinance that was against us. Every ordinance against your family. Every ordinance that is contrary to the plan and the promise of God for your life. The Bible says Jesus has blotted it out. Oh, glory to God. I thought some people would just applaud right there. And he took it out of the way. It is already taken out of the way. If you are seeing the ordinance and something that is blocking your way there, I tell you, beloved, it's a mirage. What you need to do, pick up what the Bible says here and pass that test. Endure the trial and triumph will show up. Glory be to Jesus. Hallelujah. Having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them. Jesus has already triumphed on our behalf. Beloved, may I ask you, what are you really facing right now in your life? What are you facing? What is causing you sleepless nights? What are you worried and anxious about now? Hear the word of God today, because this is how you pass the test. This is how you endure the trial. The Bible says Jesus has already triumphed over them. All you need to do is to establish that triumph in that situation and tell that situation, Jesus has already triumphed over you. Now get out of the way. Glory be to Jesus. Glory be to Jesus. Great things he has done on our behalf. I said great things he has done on our behalf. I finish it with 2 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 14. Now thanks be unto God, which causeth us to triumph in Christ Jesus. It is in Christ that we triumph. Every trial you are facing will end in a triumph for you this season, in the mighty name of Jesus. Stand on your feet. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Whatever is the test that the enemy has brought forth, whatever is the trial right now, I want you to open your mouth and begin to declare. Whatever it is, whether it is lack, things you need in your life, are you in a desert? Are you in a wilderness? Are you confused? declare that Jesus has already triumphed over that problem right now. Open your mouth and begin to declare. Do say it, whatever it is. If it is sickness, say, Jesus has already triumphed over you. Now get out of my way. If it is lack, Jesus has already triumphed over you. Get out of my way. I establish today the triumph of Jesus over my situation, over my circumstance. And I declare my triumph right now. Open your mouth and begin to declare it. As you declare it, you will see it happen in your life. Because he rose triumphant, that's why as believers in Christ, we can declare also as the Bible says, oh death, where is thy sting? Oh grave, where is your victory? Thanks be unto God who causes us to have victory in Christ Jesus. Head or tail, we are winners. Because Jesus has already paid the price. No wonder he went to the cross praying for others. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they are doing. Because he knew that his trial was going to end in triumph. He knew that if he's crucified on Friday, there is a Sunday of resurrection. So, beloved, I've come to let you know today. Your situation and circumstances may be looking like the Friday of crucifixion. But there is a Sunday of resurrection for you. In the mighty name of Jesus. It's not over until God said so. Don't give up. Endure the trial so that you can take delivery of the triumph. Glory to God. Declare your triumph. To some of you, maybe you are struggling in your academics. For the younger ones, declare your triumph. Say, I'm not going to remain in this average level academically. I'm aiming for the top. I'm going to triumph. Maybe there's a particular struggle you have in a subject, and it's an important subject. Declare with your mouth today and say, you this subject, I declare my triumph over you. You will not put down my scores anymore because I'm triumphing over you. Failure is contrary to me, and Jesus has already triumphed over failure. Jesus has already triumphed over defeat. I will no longer be defeated. Thank you, Lord. Declare that this month I will have a shout of triumph. And the devil will not resist it. He will not steal it. Thank you, Lord. Christ has risen. And the risen Christ is the anointing. Today, the anointing for triumph is coming upon your life. The essence of the oil is the anointing. It's the Spirit of the Lord. That is the essence of the oil. Thank you, Lord. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 10 and verse 27. In that day, the burden shall be taken away from their shoulders and the yoke from their neck. And because of the anointing, the yoke shall be destroyed. Every yoke withstanding the glory of God in your life Today, because of the anointing, the yoke is destroyed. The yoke is destroyed. The yoke is destroyed. In the name of Jesus. I often let you know that the oil is not a magic thing. Hallelujah. It is the power of God that brings about a change of story. It's the power of God. The oil is just a medium. Without the power of God, the oil is just cooking oil. That is why you can use a cooking oil to anoint something or anoint someone, and then the story will change. Because it is not the oil, it is the power of God that flows through the oil. Glory be to Jesus. Take a few minutes, pray in the spirit. Just pray in the spirit, because you will declare some things today. And as you put the oil upon yourself, something will change. Hallelujah. Pray in the spirit. Pray in the spirit. If you cannot pray in the language of the spirit, open your mouth. God says, I will fill it. Open your mouth. God will fill it. Open your mouth. Open your mouth and let the Holy Ghost, let it flow through you right now. The oil that you are about to contact today is already anointed. The Spirit of the Lord will flow through it today. The unstoppable power of God for healing, for deliverance, will flow through the oil. And to whatsoever and whosoever comes in contact with that oil will find deliverance, will find healing, will find advancements and elevation in life, in the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Beloved, let us come. Let the people on this side please come. Pick a bottle from here. Quickly, quickly, run forward. Jesus Christ is giving you something that will work for you. All this majestic walking. Pick one. Hurry, hurry, hurry. Pick it, pick it, pick it. Run, run, run. Don't be like the five foolish virgins. Run quickly. Before I count five. If you don't pick it, you know the category you belong to. One. Two. Three. Four. Four and a half. Four three quarters. Glory to God. The unstoppable healing power of God is in that oil. I declare the oil in your hand, anointed oil, in the name of Jesus Christ. Whatsoever this oil touches, the story must change. This I declare and I decree is the oil of triumph. Because of the oil of triumph, you will shout a shout of triumph. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Every sickness that has invited itself to your body, hear the word of the Lord. Whatsoever is not planted by my Father must be uprooted. By the anointing, I command everything that is not planted by God in your body, be uprooted. Be uprooted now. 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 In the name of Jesus. Put a little shot of the oil in your mouth. Swallow it, yes. Swallow it. Glory be to Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Whatever we are doing by faith. This is faith. Because we believe. Hallelujah. That the power of God will flow through the oil. Everything that is not supposed to be in your body, dies now in the name of Jesus. By the fire of the Holy Ghost, it dies now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Every oppression forcing itself to find expression in your life, sponsored by the demonic powers, today by the oil of triumph, be destroyed, be destroyed, be destroyed in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God forevermore. As you remain standing, I want you to pick your Bible. I just want you to put your eye on a particular scripture. First Samuel. Open to First Samuel quickly, quickly. First Samuel chapter 16 and verse 13. If you are there quickly, let somebody with a loud voice just read it to us right now. But I want you. And Samuel did what? Yes, what did he do? Anointed him in the midst of his brethren. And what happened to him when he was anointed? The Spirit of the Lord came upon him. And what happened? And Samuel rose up. Mataka yaboshe tekere basata. This oil will put speed to your destiny. Speed to your visions. Speed to your aspirations. In the name of Jesus. Anoint yourself with this oil. Anoint your head. Anoint your head. As soon as he was anointed, the Spirit of the Lord came upon him. The essence of the oil is the Spirit of the Lord. And he came upon him. And the Bible says, he arose. From today, you arise from defeat into triumph. You arise from defeat into victory. Because Jesus has risen into victory. In the name of Jesus Christ. By this anointing, you will go forward. You will not go backward. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. By this anointing, whatsoever that is missing in your life, I command recovery. Amen. The time you've lost, the opportunities you have lost, the funds that you have lost, I command restoration. Amen. Let it be restored now. Amen. Let it be restored now. In the mighty name of Jesus, the anointing of triumph shall not be a wasted anointing in your life. It shall not be insignificant in your life. This month, the power of God shall not be rendered irrelevant in your life. In the mighty name of Jesus, the suffering of the Lamb of God shall not be in vain in your life this month. You will shout a shout of triumph. In your home, you will shout a shout of triumph. In your health, you will shout a shout of triumph. In your finances, you will shout a shout of triumph. On the job, you will shout a shout of triumph. In your business, you will shout a shout of triumph. Let somebody say triumph. 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 So shall it be for you. I call it done by the faith of God. You will go out of here triumphing. You will move through this week triumphing. In the mighty name of Jesus, every plan of the enemy to resist your shout of triumph, right now we silence. I silence it. I command it destroyed. I terminate it. I override it by the anointing. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You will have a testimony. You will have a praise report this month. This month shall be to you a month of triumph. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Put your hands together for Jesus. If you believe it. Come on. Put your hands together for Jesus. Begin to shout. Begin to shout. Begin to shout. Begin to shout. Shout. Shout a shout of triumph. Shout a shout of triumph. Shout a shout of triumph. Of of the Lord say, whatever has not been working, I don't know who that is for. Whatever has not been working in your life, from now on, it will begin to work. I don't know what is not working, but the Spirit of the Lord said, from now, it shall begin to work. In the mighty name of Jesus, you will come, you will testify. You will come back rejoicing in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. You will pass the test. You will endure the trial. You will receive a triumph. And you will shout a shout of triumph. In the mighty name of Jesus, put your hands together for Jesus. Glory be to God. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Begin to thank Him. Thank Him. Thank Him. This is our Sunday of Thanksgiving. Yes, we have a song that we are all going to sing. Choir, do you have your papers with you? Please, let us sing this hymn together. This is a hymn of triumph, I believe. Let us sing this. Hallelujah. And we're going to close. Whatever the announcement is, we already know it. Amen. Because after this song, I'm going to share the grace. And that is the end of the service.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
We take our Thanksgiving offering, an offering, and that's it. Praise the Lord. So after the song, bring your offering, and we share the grace. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In Christ alone. Choir, are you ready for us? Let us confess our love to the risen Lord.
The baby rose.
commands my destiny. No power of hell, no shame of power can ever block me from his hand. Till he returns or calls me home, great is the power of Christ I stand.
Put your hands together for Jesus. Here in the power of God we stand. We stand triumphant. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Beloved, bring your offering right now and your thanksgiving offering. What is this God worth to you today? How do you value what he has done? The price that he paid on your behalf. Your sin that he took upon himself. Bring your offering unto the Lord. And bring your thanksgiving offering. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thanksgiving offering here. So you should have your thanksgiving offering. You have your offering for the world. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Lift up your offering today. Father, we are grateful for the price that Jesus paid for us on the cross. He did it for us when we were dead in our sins. You looked upon us with your eye of mercy, and you saved us and redeemed us and accepted us into the beloved and adopted us as your children. For all this, we've come to say thank you, Baba. Eshi. We thank you for what the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ means to us. That we have triumphed over everything, every ordinance that was against us and contrary to us. Thank you because we are triumphing over them. Because of the sacrifice of love of our Lord Jesus Christ. Accept this, our thanksgiving offering. Accept our offering today, Father. And let it be a sweet-smelling savour before you.
Amen.
For every hand that is given today, bless much more.
Amen.
In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Let the voice of thanksgiving never cease in our lives. In the name of Jesus. Let the voice of triumph never be silenced in our lives. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, Lord. In Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks.
Amen.
Okay, so come forward with your thanksgiving offering. And thank God with your dance. If you are really happy, you will dance. Hallelujah. Jesu londabira.
Jesu.
Yes.